The Way of the Plumpkin, or On Communicating with Your Body and Slowly Getting into Marvelous Shape. Above all, don't let nasty monsters get to you. Let them wallow in their gossip. Let them choke on their own filth. Let them talk behind your back, because behind is where they belong. Don't let anybody tell you what you are doing wrong or not enough of. Don't let them parade your failures in front of you. Everything you do must be layered together in your own sequence. Don't let them tell you that you are not enough or that you are failing all over again just like before. Because as long as you continue to no end, failure is just another marvelous step forward. Don't let anybody tell you that you have to push harder, because they aren't there to help you, but to shame and break you into giving up so that they themselves never have to try. Please understand that fitness is life. For some, it is 30 to 50 years of it. Therefore, going slow is best, because slow is strong, it's powerful. Because here, the chances of quitting are the least. Quitting is such a drastic thing that it can only arise from some misunderstanding. You can't jump into a heavy workout, and you should never try to do a fraction of it and then tell yourself, "I'll just add another minute next month." Workouts do not start short, and your body can't provide you with long. Workouts start slow. Here your body will gradually increase your endurance, and then you will have your extended powers. You can then spend some of that endurance on fast workouts, though never at first. At first, you want the duration, that increased physical power that endurance grants you. Work your way up to 45 minutes, then extend your workout up to 60 minutes, then after a long while, double it, and then much later, add an extra hour. And here, once you stop getting exhausted in the span of those 3 hours, you can then begin speed training to burn up whatever extra energy you have. Our bodies understand duration. That is what our ability to gradually increase in endurance is, a certain kind of understanding, body wisdom. Moving fast when you are yet to go long confuses the body. Your body will make you stop. It will make you hurt. It will force you to stop disrespecting its existing superpowers. Learn to use your body. That almost always means endurance first. Now, fitness advice is nothing if it does not instantly change your life. So get rid of all your kitchen appliances. Put a little luggage locks on the plugs, feed them through that little hole in the prongs, and then get rid of the key. Just throw it away, far and away. Next, switch stores where you shop and don't use your car to get there. Buy only what you can carry, what you really need. Focus on buying green lettuce that you can then flavor with tiny bits of, frankly, unhealthy things. Then begin taking your walking to the next step. Walk more. Walk farther. Walk somewhat faster when you can. Then shuffle. You don't need to jog ever. Just lean forward and kind of run. And then add 2-pound dumbbells, one per each hand. Gradually increase distance. Gradually increase weight. And when you have energy left over, gradually increase speed. Your body can understand this, and it will hear you loud and clear. It will interpret your activity as a call to burn up the fat reserves and increase your endurance and keep increasing it as your exercise gets more difficult. And finally, it will raise your pain threshold, but not before it murmurs in its own little way,
"We got a badass over here."
Damn right.